you just don't want to undersell this type of a moment, that type of an experience for your guys and everything the program has been through, 23 years of no NCAA tournament. To be able to say you were a part of that, to do that, and really the manner in which we did it, 4 games in 4 days, a dramatic championship game, an up and down season, highs and lows. It just, what a way to kick off March Madness, and couldn't be more happy for our guys and our university.
Take us to that moment, that surreal moment, like, we're going to win this thing and we're going dancing.
Well, just because the way that regulation ended, I wasn't going to let myself go there until the buzzer actually went off. And I'm not sure I even realized the game was over until our, you know, assistant coach Keith Pickens bear hugged me from behind, about to snap my neck. It wasn't until then I was like, okay, it actually happened. We actually won. There's no more miracles that can happen here. But I just, in that moment, Harry, it's just like, it's just a complete, like, whoa moment. The way that game was, just the highs and the lows. I think that's the most beautiful thing about March is you didn't know who you were watching. You just knew you were watching a great college basketball game, and first ticket punched, and you had all of America really captivated, ESPN2, prime time, and just a great college basketball game. And so just to have the emotion to be able to be on the other side of that after we kind of had given it away in regulation, just again, you're talking about complete grit, perseverance, all those cliche words, but it was true, it was real. And then to see the faces of our players and the staff, it's just, I mean, what else could you ask for?